Hello and welcome. This is Reverend Sandra L. Gelinas with you once again from the beautiful foothills of the Smoky Mountains, a very special part of western North Carolina located in the southeast of the United States. I'm delighted you're joining me for this month. We're going to continue the travel story inspired by the Akashic Records and our upcoming trip to Ireland, but this month we're going to talk a little bit about what's going to happen in England, which is a whole new story. And if you're listening, you're ready to begin. So let's get started. Bonnie England Adventure. Exploring a stone circle in the Cotswolds, searching for Jurassic Coast fossils, and more. After 2 weeks of contemplative pilgrimage trekking in Ireland and slowly cruising the Shannon River, we'll fly across the Irish Sea to Birmingham, gateway for us to the Cotswolds, to explore the landscape and heritage of Southwest England. Our first stay is in picturesque Winchcombe, where we're renting a traditional honey-colored stone row cottage similar to what you see in the photo in the article. Walking out our front door, we can stroll to the 19th century Sudeley Castle, which is actually just a large home, originally designed in the Gothic Revival style. Wonder if they have a resident ghost or two. Our highlights in Winchcombe will be a day trip on a vintage steam train and enjoying a brief visit from my elder son and his Austrian lady. They plan to drive over from London just to have lunch with us. Unfortunately, the local lavender farm will be closed by the time we arrive, but I'm sure we'll also enjoy relaxing together over a posh afternoon tea, at least once. Then we're off to dive deeper into the Cotswolds with a 3-day custom-built tour by Foot Trails. We'll be guests at the King's Head Inn. Main building dates to the 16th century, which includes a gourmet restaurant. It's described as an idyllic Cotswolds pub, gloriously situated on a picturesque village green of Chipping Norton. Don't you love these very British names? Each morning, a taxi will pick us up and drive us to that day's adventure. When we're ready to return to our inn, we'll follow our customized waterproof maps with narrative directions through private farms, woodlands, and tranquil country lanes. No busy roads for us. I bet we'll be ready for one of their famous pub meals after walking 5 to 10 miles home. Day one, we'll play amateur archaeologists and travel back in time as we explore Chedworth Roman Villa with amazingly well-preserved mosaics. Day two walks us through several tiny villages typical of the area, where there are 100 or so residents still live in honeystone cottages with thatched roofs. One of the larger villages is called Stow-on-the-Wold. And FYI, according to Google Dictionary, a wold is a piece of high, open, uncultivated land or moor. I think you get an idea of the area now. And day three, we'll be off to visit the amazing complex of megalithic monuments called the Roll Right Stones, which were erected over nearly 2,000 years of Neolithic and Bronze Age development. Each of the three sites now visible dates from a different period. In 2015 and again in 2017, crop circles were discovered in a nearby field before the crops were harvested. Maybe we'll get lucky and see another one while we're there. We wrap up our trip with a final few days in downtown Lyme Regis, a small Victorian seaside resort town on the coast of Devon. I'm already looking forward to another visit with my son and his partner, who will spend the weekend this time in a nearby, very posh inn. Since my son has a car, we'll be able to see more of the area than we originally planned. They're both fast walkers, how they get around in downtown London, so we'll also be walking along the ocean cliffs, looking over the Jurassic coast and beachcombing for fossilized life forms that were alive before we were even a twinkle in the eye of the goddess herself. So, that's our trip this summer. I wonder what new adventures Bill and I will promise ourselves on the flight home. Certainly that English lavender farm I just discovered is already calling me. And Jay is as keen to visit Scotland as we are. Perhaps we were all intrepid explorers in other lifetimes. A part of me will always long to return to Ireland. To discover more about this trip as we experienced it and how I accessed the Akashic Records along the way to make it a richer experience for us both, watch for my October post. To be continued. If you'd like to check out possible past life or ancestral connections to exotic locations with Sandra as your Akashic facilitator, that's me, click here to set up, well, click there on the link to set up a private session or on the second link to learn to access your own records so you can armchair travel with your records without even leaving home. Inspired to post a comment? It's easy. Just continue to scroll down under these above links. I'd love to hear about your experience of this Akashic inspiration. I personally reply to every comment, even if it may take me a while. So till next time, radiance and love, Sandra.